When I heard that the Phone 3 was going to be the first flagship, like, real flagship from nothing, I was like, freaking finally! Because up until now, nothing has been the phone brand that I desperately want to love. I mean, their design is cool, their skin is clean, their features stand out in a sea of bland black boxes. I mean, how can you look at this and not like it? Okay, the camera placement has been a bit of a source of controversy on this phone. I can kind of see where people are coming from. But, I mean, come on! You can see through to the motherboard! How freaking cool is that? It's just that every time they launch one of their phones, there's some kind of deal breaker. Like, I know that in some regions, NFC is not that big of a deal. But for me, I use it quite a lot. And when I ran the Phone 3A, there were enough bugs that it was distracting. But who knows, maybe the software's improved? Anyway, with all that said, imagine my disappointment when I found out that their first true flagship is not quite a flagship. And yes, the price is also a little lower than a current-gen flagship, so you're making up some ground there, but is it lower by enough? Let's take a look at it. On the bottom, you've got your USB 3 Type-C, your SIM tray. Do we have storage in here? I'm actually not sure. I'm going to have to find out. Don't tell me. I don't want any spoilers. Ooh, included clear plastic case. So I have to say, this really does highlight the whole camera placement thing. What is this? Fingerprint sensor? We're gonna find out later? Okay. What are you? Anywho, included USB 2 charging cable, USB C to C, and a SIM removal tool. No board. Also no documentation. Did we lose it? We got another one, right? Is there documentation here? We got the black one, too. Nope. Okay, then. Dual SIM, but no storage. On the right side, we've got our lock button as well as our action button. Sorry, excuse me. What do they call it? Right, essential key. Very essential. Up top, noise-canceling microphone, and what are you? Is that an extra speaker for better stereo? We shall see. On the left side, we've got our volume rocker, and then on the back, yes, the back to the controversial cameras. Now, there are good things about the cameras. Every single one of them is 50 flipping megapixels. So that includes your telephoto, your wide, and your ultra wide. And even includes your front-facing selfie camera, which I think is pretty cool. But yeah, the layout is a little funky. Rounding out our physical tour, we have, I don't know if this is controversial, but it's certainly a divisive change to the Nothing Phone 3. Gone is their traditional glyph interface, like we saw in the Nothing Phone 2 with the lights and the flashing and the blinking and the flavin. And here is a little dot LED display in the corner. Now, I know that some people are kind of upset that they've abandoned this design language, but I gotta admit that for me, the new way is probably more useful. See, it's neat to assign different patterns of flashing to different contacts, for instance, but I would have a really hard time retaining that in my memory banks, whereas like this, you could just have a different picture. That's a lot easier for me, and it's got more utility. Apparently, there's little games and stuff that you can play. Hey, there we go. Man, like nothing, don't like nothing, you gotta respect the design. This is just so cool. Super usable? Questionable, but definitely cool. And I know cool. And wow, yeah, something I didn't mention before when I was just looking at it physically, this thing is flipping heavy. I guess a part of that is the silicon carbide battery that unfortunately didn't result in the kind of battery life that we might have expected from such a large capacity battery. So here's the thing, by using the last gen, Snapdragon 8 Gen 4 versus the newer Snapdragon Elite, Nothing didn't just miss out on one generation worth of performance. The 8 Elite was a big leap, both in terms of performance and in terms of efficiency. So what we found was that battery life for the Nothing Phone 3, in spite of its large battery, was not really that comparable to a modern Snapdragon 8 Elite phone. It is worth noting that we've changed our process for testing battery life a little bit, but both the S25 Edge and the Phone 3 were tested in the same manner, and the Edge already isn't known for having tremendous battery life. Now back to the pre-braces Linus who recorded the rest of this video. Our SD card was corrupted. All right, let's poke around in the latest Nothing OS. It's got a pixel density of 460 ppi, can do up to 120 hertz refresh rate, including support for dynamic refresh rate, and boasts a whopping 4,500 nits of peak brightness in HDR, which we were able to validate with specific HDR test files. Not in any actual HDR video playback, but hey, that's a minor detail, right? I mean, it's a lot better than their last gen phone that under no circumstances whatsoever were we able to validate their claims. Okay, in the real world, it's gonna hit around 700 nits peak in SDR and around 1550 to 1600 in HDR. But personally, I find that to be quite adequate, and I will prove it by watching a YouTube video. By first connecting to the internet. Oh, speaking of connectivity, this is, to my knowledge, the first phone I've ever touched that features Bluetooth 6. It comes with better security, better latency, better energy efficiency, and additional features, including better location tracking. So yeah, once the entire rest of the industry catches up and maybe Apple will support Bluetooth LE someday and all of that, then that'll be really useful. Hey, do we have what glass they're using?
Gorilla Glass 7i.
Huh, okay, that's not their top product. So it's the almost flagship device, nothing? Maybe, man, maybe you wouldn't be taking this kind of backlash if you'd just been upfront that it's like almost flagship, you know? Because it like feels really good. Feels good, feels quality, you know? It just isn't quite a flagship. With that said, flagship is relative. Sorry, this is a bit of an aside, but like, okay, what's a flagship, you know? Like in the 1600s, you know, the English and the French, like they had their flagships and they were, you know, big with big flags. But like the Ottomans, you know, they probably had a flagship, but would they go toe to toe with the Dutch? Probably not. So it's like an Ottoman flagship. That is an HDR display, all right. Can confirm. I feel like it's been a while since anything's like really stood out. I would need tandem OLED to blow me away. I wanna see the latest iPad Pro display make its way to a phone. Apple, make it happen. Oh, now's a good time for us to listen to the speakers though. I wanna know if that's an extra amplification speaker. Get me some crab rave. It's totally a speaker port. That's wicked smart. I can't remember the last phone I've seen since like the HTC One series that like really had another speaker at the top. Like I've seen a lot of amplified earpiece speakers, but this has another speaker on this side. That it may be just another port for the same speaker, but either way, good soundstage. All right, it falls apart a little bit when the bass comes in. It kind of tries to do it, but you end up with some distortion. They're fine. Not on par with the best speakers, but much better than the worst. Becoming a bit of a theme. I'm a little surprised to see them default to button-based navigation. I feel like everyone else has moved on, but I'm still there. Also, was the back being on the right default, or did Labs just set it like this to appease me? Of course, you can change it if you want. Gesture-based navigation is absolutely supported. I don't know if it's in customization or somewhere else. Where would you look for that? I would look in customization. No, I don't want help. I don't want help. I want to test the logic. All right, fine. We'll do the glyph interface now. Okay, that's cute. They're all little Walkmen. That is so cute. How can you not think that's cute? You have to. It's law. Ooh. That would be my one for Yvonne, because my life is fireworks when she calls me. Aww. That would be my one for Yvonne, because my heart pulses when she calls me. Aww. This would be my one for Yvonne, because she's the bomb. Aww. Oh! It's a pressure-sensitive button. I remember when Apple had those. Must be battery life. It's a clock that's not accurate. Stopwatch, that makes more sense. Okay, I'm gonna spin the bottle. Whee! Okay, who am I kissing? Myself! Yay! Okay, where's my glyph toys at? Truth or dare, long press to find out. Have these people ever, do they even know what spin the bottle is? Spin the bottle's a kissing game. Truth or dare is a completely different game. You just like ask people truth or dare and then they, you know, say truth every single time because nobody does dare because everyone's chicken and then they just probably lie anyway. That's Truth or Dare. Truth or Dare is stupid. I knew we weren't going to make it through the short circuit without a hot take, man.
Okay. Spin the bottle. Not necessary.
I know who I'm kissing.
No battery. Forget it. You're out. You're done. Clock? No, I have a smartwatch. I forgot it today, but, you know, whatever. If I wanted to know the
time, that bet.
You have to have two?
Why?
What if I just want one? What if I just want a solar clock? No, I would just want the magic eight ball. Hold on a second. You have a warning on your map. Predictions can sometimes be accurate. Okay, that's cute. You know what? I'll allow it.
Is Short Circuit the greatest channel of all time? Hey, let's go. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Cool it, mate.
Excuse me? I'm cool. You're the one who's not cool.
Those are really nice haptics, like the vibe. Really nice. Flagship even, I would say. Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's me, which is cool. But then what? How do I take it? So volume key maybe? Okay, wait, so it just previews it? You can't take a picture?
It's just a mirror.
It's just a mirror. It's just the world's worst mirror. Double click to open the camera. Love to see it. No double click to switch which camera. Oh, that's a bummer. Okay, well, that's fine. I can work with this. Damn. Well, hey, I can't criticize them for putting too many beauty filters on it. That's for sure.
Dude, I look like ass.
Okay.
The sharpness. Damn. That's pretty good. Good job, I guess.
One of the big focuses for nothing in the marketing of this is that it has a better ISP and, of course, a better neural processor because it has, you know, a modern-ish SoC in it. So, theoretically, this should cut out pretty decent, and it does.
Yep. That's FOCA, all right.
Fake bokeh. Okay, how about this? Oh. Well, that's unfortunate. Oh, okay, hold on. I'm in portrait mode, though. That's probably not helping because it's getting super confused. This, like, vibrant color kind of situation it's got going on here with the selfie cam. Yeah. Yeah, not so much. It's light rejection compensation, lens flare reduction is le poo-poo. I'm going to clean the lens, though. Maybe that's it. So I hope you guys are able to see this. Like, I bring it up, and it's like, wow, good job, nothing. That actually looks pretty decent. The good news is I suspect that means it's fixable. But, you know, what if we don't, you know, shoot straight into a light, you know? It's probably a serviceable camera. It might just need some software fixes. Yeah, sharpness is good. We've got a lot of megapixels, many millions of pixels. Oh, we haven't even played around with the zooms, though. See, Reese is directing nothing. But this man. Oh, that's a lot of processing. On the telephoto, that's a yikes. 33 and we're really not sure over something RPM. Last thing is I wouldn't mind getting my little classic video pan here and just see if it has the Android stutter. I'm already getting a vibe.
Yeah, cool.
It's no iPhone. Enough goofing around with the camera, though. There's a few other things to talk about. It has up to 15-watt wireless charging, up to 5-watt reverse wireless charging. This is the first of Nothing's phones that's featured IP68 water and dust resistance, so that's a huge plus if you're the kind of person that, oh, I don't know, falls into their pool with their phone in the pocket every once in a while and then nobody ever lets them live it down. Its wired charging is also pretty darn quick, well under an hour, which we like to see. And I mentioned Bluetooth 6, but I didn't mention Wi-Fi 7 just yet. That is included as well. Not that I'm convinced it has a major real-world implication for mobile devices like this, but hey, it's on there. Speaking of things that are on there, the essential button. I'm gonna add a note. Hey, can you let me know when AI is actually good? It's essentially a talk boy on steroids, with the ability to kind of catalog and categorize and make searchable your little notes. And we just gotta open up the, is this the one? Yeah, essential space. Transcribe and summarize what's on your mind, take quick notes from memory. It'll give you like meeting summaries and stuff apparently. I don't know if I'm that convinced that it does a whole lot that other AI novelties on your phone can't do. Place your phone face down, then press and hold the essential key to start recording. That'd be pretty handy for just like discreetly recording things. Of course, double check the legality of that in your state or province or region. Mark key moments. This is cool. Okay, being able to be like, hey, that's important. I could see this being kind of useful. I could also see it being the kind of gimmick that I would really just prefer to remap the button for. Can you do that? Seriously? Okay, I forgot about the navigation method side quest. It's under special features? Well, there you go. You can move the back button around and you can switch to gesture navigation. You can also touch and hold the home button or the navigation handle to search using the content on your screen. Sure. You can change the double click to do pretty much whatever you want. Open up your wallet, video camera. That's nice. Being able to open the camera or go directly to video, depending on what your preference is. Nope. No essential button remapping, though. I've had so many weird, buggy behavioral issues with my Pixel 9a. Do I want to give this a shot? Not super impressed by the camera or the just like giant protruding bumps from them. Yeah, I'm tempted by the software, but I did encounter some bugs when I tried the 3A from Nothing. The price is also bound to be a major deterrent to at least some folks. They've done away with the 128 gig option, which I fully support in this day and age, especially for something that you're gonna try to call a flagship device. But they've also increased the price of both the 256 and the 512 gig versions $100 over the Nothing Phone 2. Is this worth $100 more than the Nothing Phone 2? Beyond any question, absolutely yes. But is it worth that much money compared to other more different flagships that have, say, British or French processors in them, or Dutch? Hard to say. What I can say, though, is you should subscribe to Short Circuit.